Yeah, so what did we see yesterday? That Rosh Hashit and Bo Metzia by and Tzar Galah by Estan Osso Torah. So Rashi learns that Kimelev Drabine is not a Ptur. Rashi is very clear. It's a Dayan Rami Piyuvale. He's still Chayev. Not only is Chayev in Dina Shemayim, Lotzu Sadei Shemayim. Rashi Sheet is he's Chayev in Dina Yodim as well. Tophas Leim Avkinim. A person can be Tophas. That means there's a Chayev in Dina Yodim. So what does it mean, Kimelev Drabine? So Rashi says it just means that Basin doesn't have a Koyach La'on Shishtayim. Ein Lonu Koyach La'on Shishtayim. Rashi says then later. He says Basin doesn't have a Koyach La'on Shishtayim. So it's a dinner basin that we can't impose to Anshim, but Be'etzim he has both chiyuvim. And Rashi says it both in regard to Malkus and Mammon, which is learned out from Kleir Shosai, and in regard to Misa and Mammon, which is learned out from Leia also. Rashi says it both in regard to Esman by Bali, that's Misa and Mammon, and Chais and Piparo, which is Malkus and Mammon. Both kinds of chiyuvim, according to Rashi, they both fall under this description. That the dinim that ain't lono koyach la inshe shtayim, but be'etzim it's rami chiyuvalei the chiyuvim is to live. So the good news is that Rashi we can understand Rashi's kasha in Sanhedrin 9 days in the Mishnah. Rashi asked by Bob Machteres, so the Mishnah says that Bob Machteres v'shiba kelim shiva sachoves is potter because kimle d'ravinei, and Rashi said why is he potter? He's not chayiv mis anymore. Now he's no longer right. If he's not chayiv mis anymore, so what's Rashi's kasha? He's not chayiv mis anymore. Big deal. But b'shas the shvir sachovis, he was chayiv mis. So b'shas shvir sachovis, he was potter. So what does it matter if he's chayiv mis now? Now is not important. What's important is the shas shvir sachovis. What's Rashi's kasha in the first place? The Ramah Lamoshel says that that's how the Ramah explains it. The Ramah says b'shas shvir sachovis he was chayiv miso. What argue that now he's not chayiv miso anymore? At the time he was chayiv miso. So the answer is the Rashi l'shi tosai. The Rashi also kimli rabbinei is not a ptur. Kimli rabbinei is just a din that we can't be manishim shayim. Ein lonu koyach lo'in shayim. To the extent that we're trying to be manishim miso, we don't have koyach. Rashi's language. We don't have koyach to be manishim moment. But the chiyuv moment is there together with the chiyuv miso. He has rami chiyuv alei. The chiyuv moment existed. So when he broke the chavis, he was chayiv to pay for the chavis. Chayiv lost his day shemayim. Chayiv indini adam as well. He taught his lema kinalei. So he became chayiv. The only problem is that we, based in, don't have the koyach to be manishim moment and to be manishim miso. So I understand how Rashi's kasha, but now he's no longer right. If we're no longer trying to be manishim misa, there's no longer any din that we should be manishim misa because he is no longer right. Once he's no longer right, if we don't have to be, we don't have any din to be manishim misa. Once we don't have to be manishim misa, then we should have the koyach to be manishim moment. So that's the good news. Now we understand Rashi's kasha, and now we also understand Rashi's teretz. Rashi's teretz. What was Rashi's teretz over there? It's chayiv misa shayigim. He's potter me din chayiv misa shayigim. Rashi for Shlomo is very hard to understand. What does Rashi want? What did Rashi gain? If Rashi holds that he's not chayiv, if Rashi's kasha was, but now he's not chayiv misa anymore. So what's his teretz chayiv misa shayigim? But now he's not chayiv misa shayigim either. He's not a roedif at all. He's not chayiv misa mizinim, and he's not chayiv misa shayigim. What does Rashi want? B'shas shvir sachovis, he was chayiv misa shayigim. B'shas shvir sachovis, he was chayiv misa mizinim. Elamai, but now he's not. So now he's not chayiv misa shayigim either. He's not chayiv misa at all. So what does Rashi want? What does Rashi gain by introducing over here chayiv misa shayigim? We understand very much Rashi's teretz also. The Rashi's answer is meila chayiv misa mezidim. That's tak only din that we don't have a koyach. That's a din based in that ain't lono koyach lo inshishtai. But Rashi, but now he's not a reidif anymore. We're not trying to be chayiv misa. So what's Rashi's teretz? But in the parsha of chayiv misa shayigim is nischadet shari din ptur. Because chayiv misa shayigim is that chayiv misa shayigim already. You can't say it means that ein lonu koyach lo in shishtayim. What does that have to do with us? He's a shayigim. We're not trying to be manishim misa at all. Elamai, it must be that in chayiv misa shayigim there already is nischadet shetoras ptur. That the etzim fact that he did a maisa that's an avera of miso. You know, he's a shayigim. He's not chayiv misa, but he did a maisa that's an avera of miso. Patis him from tashlim in moment. That's already a ptur. Al korchuk, that's a ptur. So then the chayim mishishoyim was ready in chayim mishidim ptur. So comes out b'shas shvi'es achovis he had a ptur. So what I care that now he's not a Reidif anymore. But Bishash, here's a Chavis, he was Butter. He can't become Chayiv later. So that's all the good side of the ledger. The good news. The bad news is that once, so it's Muchuch, then in the Chayiv Misa Shaykin already, it's in this Chayiv Shadim Ptur. So then we're back to square one. So what's going on? So what's Pshatan Esen Nasa Torah Pilu Balimai? Rashi Esen Nasa Torah Pilu Balimai, he's Chayiv Losa Shemayim, he taught Fuslaim Avkinamine. Why? What happened to Din of Chayiv Misa Shaykin? Even if he's a mezid, but every mezid is also should have the din of chayiv mishishogim. The reidif is also a mezid, but every mezid is kolol. He's like gara from chayiv mishishogim. So in the parsha of chayiv mishishogim is the din ein lanu koyach loin shishtayim. Malchus and mammon, for example, we only have mezidim, so that's ein lanu koyach loin shishtayim. But by misa mammon, well, even mammon, besides the parsha of chayiv mishis mezidim, you have also the parsha of chayiv mishishogim, and that's already a ptur. So he should be potter from the esnat. And if he gives Ritzim Atana the Alma, so why is it Esna? That's where we left off. That's where we left off yesterday. So I want to suggest the Teretz. A little bit tired. Maybe there's room for other Teretzim. Two Hakdamas. Hakdama number one. That even though Rashi's Mechadish, that Chayim Mishishoygin is a new parasha, it's a new din. No, it's a point to Rashi. The way we're explaining, let's go back to Rashi and Sanhedrin. The way we're explaining Rashi and Sanhedrin comes out from Rashi and Sanhedrin that a chayim misa shogim, after we have the drush of Tana Becheskia, it's mechadish tos din of chayim misa shogim. So it's mechadish tos not just that, you know, it's not only the mezid, it's even the shogim, but it's mechadish a new havana in the din of kimle d'rabim, in the din of misa mam. And that clearly emerges from that Rashi. Now, if I only had the din of chayim misa mezidim, that would have been a din of ein lono kayach loin shishtai. We can't be managed in Shtayim, but that's in Shtayim. So if today's not a Reidif anymore, we're not trying to be managed in Misa. We could be managed in Mobin. In the parasha of Chayim Misa Shoygim, according to Rashi, is Nischadish a whole new kind of Kimelei Rabbinai. Not just a din based on the Dein HaNukoyach Lein Shtayim, but it's Nischadish a din Ptur, that Misa Be'etzim Patas from Mobin. That's, in Tana Bechezkia, that's the according to Rashi, Tana Bechezkia is a whole revolution in the din of Misa Mobin. It goes from being merely a din that ain't l'nekoyach l'ein shishtayim to being a din p'tur. Now we have already a din p'tur. Nonetheless, I think there still also remains the din of chayiv misas mezidim that ain't l'nekoyach l'ein shishtayim. And the second two dinim, we'll see in a minute why this is nafkamina. But the first yisod that I want to lay down in Rashi is that in misa moment there's two dinim. There's a din of chayiv misas mezidim, that which I would have known without Tana Becheskia, that ain't lano koyach l'ein shishtayim. Similar to Malchus Amamon. Malchus Amamon is only b'mezid, not b'shayim. Malchus Amamon, that's ain't lano koyach l'ein shishtayim. There you don't have a Tana Becheskia. In Malchus Amamon, there is no Tana Becheskia. Really, it's a chalikas later, Avyechon and Mishlokish, but we hold like Avyechon. In Malchus Amamon, there's no Tana Becheskia. Only b'mezid is there k'teir shosai. That's certainly ain't lano, according to Rashi at least, that's ain't lano koyach l'ein shishtayim. So misa moment, if I only had the parsha of Loya also, and I didn't have the chiddush of Tana Becheskia, would have been the same thing. It would have been of Ein Lano Koyach Lein Shishtayim. Now it's Nischadish Tana Becheskia, it's Nischadish Din of Chayim Misa Shagim. So that now it's Nischadish that misa patas for moment. But I want to posit that even after Tana Becheskia, that it's Nischadish that misa patas for moment, it also remains true. We still don't lose. You'll say, what's the nafkamina? We'll see in a minute. But we don't lose the other half, the Kteir Shossi Dikidin, we call it the Kteir Shossi Dikidin, the Malchus and Mammon kind of halacha, that Ein Lano Koyach Lein Shishtayim. And now both things exist. Kamarai is the Dabar. First of all, I mean, we haven't solved any of our problems yet, but Lemaisa Rashi and Mammon did say that Misu Mammon is like Malchus and Mammon, so didn't it base in Ein Lano Koyach Lein Shishtayim? Now that's not Chayim Mishishayim. Rashi there is not describing the Chayim Mishishoygin the Galocha. Because in Shoygin we're not trying to be Manashim Misa. So that's Rashi over there is clear. So I see from Rashi in Bo Metzio that there is in Misa moment a din of Ein Lano Koyach Lein Shishtayim. Yeah, we still have a problem, but where did the Chayim Mishishoygin thing go? Like, why doesn't he have the Ptur? By Esther, he should have the Ptur also. We haven't solved it yet. We're just getting started. But nonetheless, Mimokim Shabonu, from our point of departure, we saw in Rashi, in Bo Metzio, that Misu Moment is like Malchus Moment, that it's the Dinim based in the Ein Lano Koyach Lein Shishtayim. Rashi in Sanhedrin tells us, but there's a new parsha of Chayim Mishishoygin, which is a Ptur. Okay, but I still see from Rashi when we see that we don't lose the other halacha that ain't lo kayach lo shishtayim. That remains true. That misu moman it has the din that ain't lo kayach lo shishtayim. That's Raya number one. Raya number two. Rashi and Makis and Gimel and Beis. I think we mentioned in the past. The Gemara there, but Besaych Advarim says that from Ketei Rishosay we learn out misu moman and malchusu moman. So. The Gemara is talking about something else. The Gemara is, I don't have it in front of me. I think it's so important what the Gemara is talking about. That's the Gemara about Berisha Masur based on the Kosum Medaber. The Gemara asks the Shaila, why don't you say by why doesn't Kares Pater from Malchus Aspei Rishosli? So the Gemara answers Berisha Masur based on the Kosum Medaber. The Bishakim had quoted that Gemara. So that doesn't have to bother. That we're not busy with that right now. But the lashon of the Gemara is, when it quotes the pasuk Kfei Rishosai, more close to the pasuk of Risha Achas to Mechayv with the Mechayv Shtei Rishoyos. We learn out from there that you can't get Misa and Malkus. It's Mechayk is there, Rabbi Kiva and Rishoyos. We haven't talked about this in the past, and we don't need to talk about it now. Just want to tell you the context. It's Mechayk is there, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfin. Kidei Rishoyos, we said there's two dinim Kidei Rishoyos. Misa and Momen, Malkus and Momen, and Malkus and Misa. That's how we hold like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tarfon doesn't agree to Misu Malkus. He says, Misu Malkus, you are Chayiv Shtayim. So the Gemara has a lashon. So Rabbi Akiva quoted the pasuk Kedei Rishosai. And Rabbi Shmuel said back, Kedei Rishosai, Hani Mili Misu Maman, Ay Malkus Maman, Aval Misu Malkus Misa Richti. So, Besaych HaDvarim, the Gemara just has this lashon that Kedei Rishosai, that's Misu Maman or Malkus Maman, but not Misu Malkus. And that's the Machlekes we give in the Tarfon. So the Rishonim pick up, what do you mean Misu Maman or Malkus Maman? Kedei Rishosai is Malkus Maman, it's not Misu Maman. Misu Maman is from Lo Yosin. That's the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara makes a Tshicha. So the Gemara says Lo Yosin teaches me Misu Maman, and Kedei Rishosai teaches me Malkus Maman. The Gemara makes a Tshicha. So why can't learn that one from the other? So why is the Gemara in Malkus quoting me Kedei Rishosai for Misu Maman and Malkus Maman? Kedei Rishosai is Malkus Maman, it's not Misu Maman. Misu Maman is the other parsha of Lo Yosin. So some Rishonim say it's Lav Dafka. The Rishon over there says it's Lav Dafka. So the Gemara is using a shorthand. But Rashi, in that Gemara, Rashi says. Based in Husru, it's going to this pasuk. Risham Surah based in the Kosum Daber, based in Husru, Shehem Loye Chayvuru Shtei Rishoyas, Kigayin Momen U Malkus, Ayimisu Malkus, Ayimisu Momen. Of course, Loyal Day, based in Hu. Because in Rashi, this is Beferish, that from the pasuk of Kedei Rishosai, we learn out that based is not Mechayiv Shtei Rishoyas, Kigayin Malkus U Momen, Ayimisu Momen, Kigayin Momen U Malkus, Ayimisu Malkus, Ayimisu Momen. He's already going in Rabbi Kiva. The nitty gritty is not important. I'm confusing with the nitty gritty, which we don't need right now. The point is that Rashi over there, Besaych HaDvarim, in that Sukkah, the Gemara is doing the Sukkah, Rashi is Beferish, that from Kedei Rishosai, we learn out that Beis is not Mechayev, Shtei Rishoyas, and Rashi enumerates Misu Maman, Malkus Maman, he's going right in Rabbi Kiva, that even Misu Malkus, Misu Malkus, Misu Maman, Malkus Maman, all of the permutations, they're all under the heading of Kedei Rishosai, that Beis is not Mechayev Shtayim. So what's actually talking about? Misu Maman is not Kedei Rishosai. Misu Maman is from Lo Yosin. So the Chayim say that apparently Rashi holds that even though it's a Tshichas and you have two different Sukkim, but once you have two different Sukkim, once you have a Pasuk of Lo Yosin, without a Pasuk of Lo Yosin, I wouldn't know Misu Maman. But now there's a Pasuk of Lo Yosin that tells me Misu Maman, so it goes into Kedei Rishosai. Lo Yosin is a Megala that Kedei Rishosai includes not only Malkus Maman, it includes Misu Maman as well. And it all goes under one heading of Kedei Rishosai. Now, what are you talking about? Misu Maman and Malkus Maman are two different worlds. Malchus Amomen is a dinim based on the Ein Lanok, that Ein Lanok Koyach Lain Shishtayim. It's only been Mezer and not B'shayg. Misu Amomen is a Ptur. Chayim Misu Shaygim. Since Chayim Shadim Ptur, how could they be under one heading of Fair Shosay? So again, Rashi over there says Befer is the same idea that it's really not so far away from what we saw in Rashi Bo Metzia, that it's we see in Rashi Kaseda the same theme that Misu Amomen is the same Ptur as Malchus Amomen. They're fundamentally the same. It's a dinim that Ein Lanok Koyach Lain Shishtayim, that we don't have a kayak to give him shtay einshim. So misu mamon, in other words, even after Tana Vecheskia, that is the status of misu mamon, a new din, that misa patis from mamon, even that has nothing to do with basin, but misa be'etzim patis from mamon. But we see from these Rashis that there still remains the other halacha that misu the k'neir shoshi dika halacha. Because you have in misa you have two dinim, you have one din the k'neir shoshi dika halacha. No different than Malchus Amomen, that Ein Lanok Koyach Lain Shishtayim, and that's Rashi Mitzia. He says he puts them together. Chaysim Piparot, Esn Losa Torah. It's one set of halachas that Ein Lanok Koyach Lain Shishtayim. Really, it's Ramech Yuvalei. It's just an embasin that we can't be Manishim Shishtayim. Rashi compares Malchus Amomen to Misu Amomen. They're both dinim embasin. Rashi and Makis Yud Gimel says the same thing, and he even more he adds that it's kilo the same pasuk of Kenei Rishosay. It's not Mamas, the same Pasuk. It's a Pasuk of Lo Yosin. But after Lo Yosin, it goes back into the Pasuk for the Yerushalsi, which is the Malchus Amomen Dika Pasuk. And it's the same Durm as Malchus Amomen. And there in Makas, Rashi says all the same Nusuf that he said in Bamatziah, that it's Dinim based in Rashi Beferish, it's Dinim based in that based in can't be Manishim Shtayim. So that halacha remains. Tanur Becheski doesn't supplant that halacha. It just adds a new halacha that Misa also, besides the din that we can't be Manishim Shtayim, we can't be Manishim Misu Mamon, but it's Nischadish another halacha that the Chiyah Misa also patas from the Mamon. Yeah, come on, what's an afkamina? Now that there's a Ptur, so what do I need the other halacha that Ein Lanok Koyach? That we're not up to yet. But just laying down first the first leg. Second preface. In the din itself, in the Gemara itself, of Estan Osir Torah Vafilu Baal Imay, Rabba's Memra, the Estan Osir Torah Vafilu Baal Imay. So we saw up till now Rashi and Tosis. Rashi and Tosis, Mahalach, what did Rabba mean when he said Estan Osir Torah Vafilu Baal Imay? Basically, the Olam quotes that Rashi and Tosis are the same Shita. I said yesterday it's not exactly the same Shita, but they learned that Estan Osir Torah Vafilu Baal Imay means there is Kimelev Drabmineh. Yes, it's Misu Momen. It falls under the heading of Kimelev Drabmineh, but it's Estan anyway. Because he's still chayav lotzis v'shamayim, both Rashi and Tosis say Rashi says more, even helps tvisa. Tosis doesn't seem to think that it helps tvisa. So now he says it's machoikus already between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi holds his mamash achiyuv, just based in can't be manashim shayim. Tosis holds his a ptur, but it's only a ptur in dini olam, not a ptur in dini shamayim. But they're basically learning. Rashi and Tosis are basically learning that what Rava is saying is that by bol imay there is kimelev derabimineh, but it's esdan anyway because even after kimelev derabimineh there is still some level of chiyuv. A chiv in dina shemayim according to Tosis, a chiv even in dina adam according to Rashi. That's how they learn the Gemara. The Rishayna bring, Shita brings another pshat in the Gemara entirely. B'shem the Ravid. The Ravid a different pshat in Esen Osa Torah Vafilu Baal Imay. An Esen Osa Torah Vafilu Baal Imay means that there's no kimelev derabbanei here at all, because it says the Ravid, and several shayim quote him with approbation. Says the Ravid, kimelev derabbanei is only shayach in chiyuv moment that the Torah imposes on you, like a mazik, a gazlin, those are chiyuv that the Torah imposes on you, and kimelev derabbanei patis you from those chiyuv. But chiyuv that you voluntarily undertake on your own, lemoshel, to pay an esna, guy made up with the zayin that he's gonna, tit for tat, and he obligated himself to pay her the esna. Fellas bolima, he was mischayev that he's gonna pay her an esna. So a person has a kerech to mechayev himself chiyuv him as much as he wants. In other words, the Torah itself is not machayev for a person misa b'mokam moment b'mokam misa. So if a person is kerei shirayim b'shabbos, he's a serf zagodish b'shabbos, so he ought to be chayev midin mazik. But the Torah doesn't impose a chiyuv mazik in a case where the Torah is already imposing a chiyuv misa. Whatever the getter is, it doesn't matter what the getter is. But the Torah doesn't impose. That's the din of kimelev derabbanei. The Torah doesn't impose a chiyuv moment b'mokam when it's imposing a chiyuv misa. But a person could obligate himself moment even in the context of a chiyuv misa. A person can be is seicher zayna and happens to the imay. He could be mechayev himself in a chiyuv moment. So that's what it means. Esen osa Torah vafilu baal imay means that since this is a self This is an obligation that the Torah is not matal on him. This is an obligation that is mechayev himself. An obligation that a person obligates himself, there is no din of kumlei v'derabmi. That's how the Rav explains pshat in the Gemara. And then he asks the chayshim pipar is also an obligation that the person took on himself, because it's built into the schiris ha-parah that he's going to feed the parah. And because that's understood, since that's the halacha by Orthodox Jews, that when you put in at chayshim the shor b'dishrei, so it's built into the deal between the shaykhir and the maskil that he's going to feed the parah, and mainly he has to pay for what he didn't feed her. That's the Adkan the Ravid. Now obviously Rashi is not that way. Rashi went to Gemara Esnos Torah, not like the Ravid. Rashi went to Gemara Esnos Torah, people, Rashi has a different shot than Esnos Torah by Pilu Balima. But what I want to suggest now to answer our problems is that Rashi agrees to the Ravid. Halfway. So we see in Rashi, according to Rashi, in the din of Kimla Rabbeinu, in Misa Mormon, we have two dinim. We have one din that is one din Saptur. That's Nischadish and Chayiv and Misa Shagim. That Misa Patis from Chayiv and Mormon. Where the Torah imposes a Chayiv Misa, the Torah does not impose a Chayiv Mormon. The Chayiv Misa Patis from the Chayiv Mormon. And that's Nischadish and Tonar Vechesky and Chayiv and Misa Shagim. That does not apply to Malchus and Mormon. Only applies to Misa Mormon. It's part of that's the Chiddush of Tanur of Echezkel. That's what Rashi said over there by Roidif. That's the Chiddush of Tanur of Echezkel. That there's a Din Ptur. In addition, there's another Alach of Kimli Rabbeinu. That's the Kterish, also the Kedin. That Ein Lonu Kayach Lon Shishtai. By Malchus Mormon, that's all that you have. But it's by Misa Mormon, you also have that. B'mokim, where it's a Chi of Misa B'mezid. B'mokim, where he's a Mezid. Where you show you don't have it. But B'mokim, where he's a Mezid. There's also a halacha that Ein Lono Koyach Lon Shishtayim, that Beis Din doesn't have a Koyach to be managed the fellow to be managed the fellow Shai. So maybe we could say like this, that Rashi holds that the din of Tanur Becheski, the din that Misa Patis from Mammon, that Rashi concedes to the Ravid that does not apply in Chiyuvim that you undertook, that you obligated yourself. But Mokim with the Torah is Mechayiv you Misa, the Torah is not Mechayiv you Mammon. That's the Ptur. Torah is not Mechayiv Yumisa and Mammon. If the Torah is Mechayiv Yumisa, it's not Mechayiv Yumammon. But if you want to be Mechayiv yourself, that he made up with that. The Torah wouldn't be Mechayiv him Misa Mammon. But he was Mechayiv himself that he's going to pay the Zoyna. He's going to pay the Esna. So Rashi could agree to the Rashi agrees to the Ravid that the Ptur of Kimli B'Drabbini does not apply to Chiyuvim that he's Mechayiv himself. But Rashi still holds that the other din of Kimli B'Drabbini, that based in they're not going to be, doesn't have a koyach to be goybe mammon, the mokum that based on is being goybe, is being manish misa, that applies even to Esnad, even to self-imposed chiyuvim. Bottom line is, he was mechayiv himself, so he has the chiyuv. He has a chiyuv mammon because it's a self-imposed obligation. He has a chiyuv mammon, and he has a chiyuv misa. Fine, so as much as he wants to pay himself, present date, lots of shemayim, even tfisa, but you want to get based in mixed in. You want based in that. The mother comes and she brings based in it that they should collect the esna. Now you're asking based in to collect the chayiv, but based in is busy collecting the chayiv misa, and ein lano koyach lano shishayim. Based in doesn't have a koyach for the same act to be goyve misa and to be goyve mama. Rashi takes issue with the rabbi. Maybe the rabbi didn't have this notion of ein lano koyach lano shishayim. Maybe the rabbi holds this only a din p'tur. So instead of mitzad the din p'tur, the Rashi holds, it's true, it makes sense mitzad the p'tur shavoy. You're right, the Esnan also Torah, this is here, there's no kimle, Esnan is not a kimle, there's no p'tur of kimle rabbinay by Esnan, because he was Mechayim himself. But the Gemara is busy with the it's a Gemara about Chayis and Pipara. Fundamentally, it's a Gemara about Chayis and Pipara. Chayis and Pipara is Malkus a moment. That's not a Gemara about p'tur at all. There, the topic of discussion is dinim k'teirish osoy. That do we have koyach lo'in shishtai and malchus ha'mamon? Says the Gemara, he has to pay for the food for the par. In fact, why? K'teirish osoy, ain't lenu koyach lo'in shishtai. Says the Gemara, inechanami. As far as basis is concerned, we talk about don't have such a koyach. But nonetheless, on his own, he's tough, it's like matkine, because the chiyuv is there, like you find by Esten, osor toyer b'afilu ba'alimoy. By Esten, he has to pay. Lots of the Shemayim, and he talks like Mefkina, he has to pay. I ain't lono koyach lo'in shishtayim. In Echrami, ain't lono koyach lo'in shishtayim. But that doesn't mean that he's not chayav. I have this feeling I'm making it a lot more complicated than it needs to. I'm saying it more complicated than it needs to be. I'm just saying it poshut tzach. There's two dinim in by Misu Moma, there's two dinim. There's the chayav Misu Mezinim Dikha Halacha, that that Miso Mamon has in common with Malchus and Mamon. That's the general Kenei Rosh Chodesh, the Halacha, that Rashi says in Makis, and he says in Bava Metzia. Rashi keeps saying over the same Nigun, that Kedei Rosh Osoy includes Malchus and Mamon and Miso Mamon, and it means that Basin doesn't have a Koyach to be Manishtai. That's number one. And that's the meaning, that was Rova's statement that Esther Nosso Torah Filipol Imoi, that we don't have a Koyach to be Manishim Shayim, but he still has to pay Lotzus Deshamayim, and he Tophus Lemav Kinamine, and that's why it's an Esnan, and that's why he has to pay for the food for the Parah. That's what's going on in that Gemara. We had a Kasha, but there's another Halacha. There's another Halacha that Rashi told me about the Sugya Roidit by Bava Machteres of Chayim Misha Shoygim. Chayim Misha Shoygim is already a Din Ptur. By Malchus and Mamon, you don't have it. But by Misa Mamon, you have a din of Chayim and Misa Shoygim, Tanur V'cheskiyah. That's already a Ptur. That's why Bava Machteres doesn't have to pay. Because he has the Ptur of Chayim. He has the Ptur of Chayim. He doesn't have the Tere Shosik. The Einlon of Koyach Lon Shishai, you don't have by Roidiv. Because today he's not a Roidiv anymore. But Rashi explained, but you have the other Loch of Chayim and Misa Shoygim. That Misa, that in Chayim and Misa Shoygim, it's Nischadish, that Misa Patash Mamon. So the Roidiv is Potter from paying from Shiris HaChavas. So our problem was, so if you have a Din Ptur, so why do you have the Din Ptur by Yesnan? Why doesn't that Din Ptur of Chayim Misha Shogim apply to Esnan? The answer is, Le'inyin, for that Halacha Rashi's Moedah to the Ravid. That the Ptur of Misha Mamon is only Shayach and Chivay HaTorah. In the Chiv of Mazik, Chiv HaTorah, there you have the Ptur of Kimli Ravnei. Since Torah is Mechayiv Misha, Torah is not Mechayiv Mamon. What does that do with Esnan? The Torah is not the one who's Mechayiv him to pay for the Esnan. He was Meshavet himself to pay for the Esnan. That doesn't go there, the Ptur doesn't apply. So they were only being done. By Esnan, we're not being done in the Ptur de Kahalocha. Because it's not a chiv that the Torah is being matal on him, it's a chiv that was Meshavet himself. So you can't even talk about the Ptur. So there, all we have to be done about is the din that Ein Lonu Koyach Lo'in Shishtayim. That's exactly Rova's memory. Ein Lonu Koyach Lo'in Shishtayim, but he has to pay. And he taught his lame of Kinim in it, because he was Meshavet himself. So lots of Shemayim has to pay, and even Tfisa helps, because in Dina Yodim he was Mechayim himself. Because Miso Mamon also has the Kedei Rosh Chodesh Dika Halacha. Miso Mamon has both. According to Rashi, that's not what Esnos Torah means. No, I'm not saying Rashi learns the Gemara like the Ravid. The Ravid learned that that's what Esnos Torah means. That chiyuvim, that you're Meshabed yourself, don't go into Kimli Ravine. Rashi learns that that's not what Esnos Torah means, that's another Poshut. Rav didn't even have to say that. What?
He doesn't need to invoke that Yisro in order to explain why for Malchus and Mamon.
Yeah.
You need
No, he needs to invoke the Yisro that Ein Lo No Koyach Lo'in Shishtayim, but Dini Yodim Yisro
Chayim. Yisro is not Yisro Esna Sura. Esna Sura
it is.
So that for Mr. Mamon, the tour of Tom Bechuski is not okay because...
No, so that's what I'm saying. That's how the Ravid learned Esna Sura Filu Bo'limai. The Ravid learns that the words Esnan Tarav Sotara by Philip Olimei mean the Ravid's Yisoid. That things that you Mechayiv yourself don't go into Kimli Ramani. Rashi holds that's not what Esnan Sotara means at all. That's another Poshut. That's self-understood. That's self-explanatory. Esnan Sotara means what Rashi says it means. Rashi Mamasi doesn't say anything like the Ravid. Rashi Mamasi says Esnan Sotara Philip Olimei means that Ein Lonu Koyach Lo'in Shishtayim, but he himself is still Chayiv. And that's a general thing of Shosik Dikaloch. But our problem was, where did the Chayiv Yishayim Dikaloch disappear to? The answer is that Rashi has private sword. It doesn't think that that's what Esther Osso Torah means, but nonetheless it's true.
Esther
Osso
Torah is saying that
Kedei Rosh Chodesh
is not a Torah, just
right. Esther Osso Torah says that Kedei Rosh Chodesh is not a Torah. You remain chayiv in the Neon. There is a Ptur in Misa. There happens to be a Ptur anyway, but that's not going to get to Esther at all. Rashi what?
But he used the term onish. That's a normal phrase where it's times to das, or it's an elite that is far
right. Look, it's anyway that way. Essence is not onish. The chi of mom is not onish. I mean, you forget anything we said yesterday or today. The chi of to pay for the essence is not onish. But it's a chi that based and is collecting. It's anyway you have to say it. When Rashi ain't l'koyach l'onish yishtayim, to pay the essence onish is not onish. He has to pay for the for services rendered. What is that to the Einish?
So then just stop with Shah, why did
No, it's not a chayav. It's yatzeh. On the other side, means we don't have a koyach to. It means we don't have a koyach. I think the reason why we're actually leitzimenu. But I think Rashi uses little unshoy as opposed to lechayva, because Rashi doesn't want to use the words lechayvish time, because that would imply that he's not chayav and he is chayav. So Rashi needs a word that will say yes, he's chayav, but we can't take it out of him. So Rashi calls that la'onshoy. Doesn't mean einished in the sense of knas. It could be a regular tashlumi moment, but we don't have the teeth to go and collect it. We're not the collection agency for the money when we're the collection agency for his neshama. But that's why Rashi used the word la'onshoy. He means la'onshoy as opposed to l'chayva. What about it? It's not einish. Anyway, that's what I want to suggest. It'll come out big nafkaminis, according to this. If this is true, I mean, if this is true, it's a big leap. If this is true, first of all, it'll come out that lemoshel by it'll come out first of all that by Eslan Zayna there's no dinu chayim misa shayyu. Moshe, what would be if his volume be shayyu? The way, if the Mahalach I'm saying is correct, if he was bal yimi b'shogeg, then Beis Din will collect. It's marashach. The din p'tur, you don't have by esnan at all. That misa patis for a moment. That b'chal doesn't apply to esnan. That's a self-undertaken obligation. And then an ein lanu koyach lan shishtayim. That's only by mezidim, not by shogim. We're not coming to be manashim. We're not coming to be manashim misa at all. Only mamim. So if he was Balim b'shogeg in a chami, then Beis Din will collect the esna. That would be an nafkamina. And there'll be opposite nafkamina as well. What would be by Bob Machteres? Is he chayiv lots of shemai? That guy came, he was Bob Machteres. Is he chayiv lots of shemai? Or Tophis Lamat Kimine? That was Bob Machteres, he was Shibir Sachavis. So the Mishnah says he's Papa. But what is it? What if a fellow is Tophis? Do we say Tophis Lamat Kimine? Or do we say he's chayiv lots of shemai? Has to say yeah, Rashi b'mitzvah. Even after Kimlo Yidram, he's still chayiv lots of shemai. That's the best of the But the way I'm saying now, it's not true. That's only when we're being done in the din of ein lano koyach lain shishdayim. So there's still chayiv b'dini adam and you chayiv lots of shemayim and you tofes leim avkinim inay. But by b'mach teres, you have the new aloch of chayiv misa shaygim. The new it's in chadash in p'tur that the misa patas from mamon, because that's a Torah imposed obligation of mamon. That's not a chayiv that you're chayiv yourself. That's a Torah imposed on you. Chayiv mazik. There the chayiv misa patas from the chayiv mamon. So there won't be a chayiv lots of shemayim and there won't be a tofes leim avkinim. There won't be a din of tofes. There it'll be tofes will be maitzi from him because he's potter from the mamon. It'll be a big revach. Just occurred to me now, it'll be a big revach. Tosis had a kasha. How come Rava didn't want to take the guy was born of terrorists and they came to pay? And Rava said, no, I can't take it from you because you were Kevin Shiyotzim. No, I can't take it from you. So Tosis said, what do you mean? Lotsa Rishamayim. So Tosis answered, well, they didn't know. They weren't coming for Lotsa Rishamayim. We had, as mentioned yesterday, Tosis says, but what about Tfisa? Why didn't Rava take it as Tfisa? So I said, why didn't Tosis ask that? Like what's Tosis' answer? They weren't coming to Lashon Shemayim, but we should have taken us Tosis. So Tosis, that was the Tosis' kasha. So he said, yes, the pasha Tosis doesn't hold from Tosis. Okay, fine, but Rashi does hold from Tosis. So according to Rashi, why didn't Rava take it as Tosis? Tosis is very good. Over there, there's no Tosis. Tosis is only by Esnan, where you don't have the Ptur. But by Bama Machteres, you have the Ptur of Chayiv Misa Shogeg, and then Tosis won't help because he's Takapota. Okay, Bekitzer. I'm going to just go over this again, just a quick summary, and then we'll take it one step further. So again, what we had is attention. We had a steer between, a tension between two Rashis, or two sets of Rashis. On the one hand, we have Rashi and Bob Metzio, and we could add to that Rashi and Marcus Daffy Gimel, the same Nigum. The Rashi says that Miso Momen is very similar to Malkus Momen. It's a dinner based in that Ein Lono Koyach L'Ein Shishtayim. Fundamentally, still Chayev, Rami Chiyuv Alei, Tfisa helps. Chayiv lots of shemayim. He's chayiv in the other lechol dover, but we don't have a koyach la'ain shishtayim. And Rashi says that both by Misa Momen and by Malkus Momen, he even puts them into the same pasuk there Shosai in Malkus. So that's one Rashi's. All those Rashi's imply that the din of Misa Momen, like the din of Malkus Momen, is the din of Beis Din that Beis Din can't collect shayim, but Be'etzim is chayiv both. He has the chiyuvim and Tfisa helps. Tfisa helps is the litmus test that he has the chiyuvim. That was one set of Rashis. On the other hand, we have the Rashi in Baba Machteres. We have the Rashi Baba Machteres. He asks that when the fellow wiser, right, the potter from wiser Baba Machteres, potter from paying for the chavis, potter from Chilvi Mazik, today's not Chayim Misa anymore. He's no longer a Raidiv. Yesterday he was a Raidiv. Today he's not a Raidiv. Today let him pay for the chavis. Rashi answer, and we explain the kasha very well. Because if it's only din, the Ein Koyach Len Shishtayim. So fine, we Ein Lenu Koyach Len Shishtayim, but today we're not trying to be Manashim Misa. Today is no longer right. Today we only want to be Manashim Mamon. So what did Rashi answer? That it, because there's a new din of Tanu V'cheski, Chayv Misa Shoykim. Chayv Misa Shoykim is already a Ptur. So since B'shash Shvir Sechobas, he was a Raidiv. So he was Potter from Shvir Sechobas. The fact that today is not a Raidiv anymore doesn't make a difference. B'shash Shvir Sechobas, he had a Ptur. That's the Rashi over there, and really it's implicit in the concept of Chayiv Mishishoygim. Chayiv Mishishoygim, Rashi is right. Akoch Tzeptur, because by Chayiv Mishishoygim we're not coming to be Manashim Shtayim. So Akoch Chatoim and Chayiv Mishishoygim is a Din Ptur. So that was the problem that we had. That on the one hand we have all these Rashi's in Bamatzian and Makis that say that Kid Rabbanei Misumam and Malkusumam, and they're all the same. They're only Din and Basin, but the Chiyuv remains. And on the other hand we have the Rashi's in Sanhedrin. We have the Rashi in Sanhedrin and Ayin Beis, and again Ayin Gimel with Beis, all the Rashi's about Bava Machteres and Reidiv, where Rashi says that even though Chayiv Misas Mezidim would be that way, you know, if we only had Chayiv Misas Mezidim, maybe that's how we would understand it. But now that it was Neschadish Tanur Vecheskio, so in Tanur Vecheskio, in the din of Chayiv Misas Shoygen, it was Neschadish that Misa Patas for a moment. So that was a problem. So now Misa Patas for a moment. So now there is a Ptur. So what's Rashi saying in all those other places that it's only din of Beisdin, but really there's a Chiyiv and Yechayiv looks at Shemayim and so on and so forth? That was the problem. So basically, with Mahalach, I want to suggest is that Rashi holds that in the din of Misu Momen, there's hakka two halachas. There's the halacha of Ein Lanu Koyach Lo Inshe Shtayim, the Kedesh Osir the Kedin. That's the thing we could call the din of Chayim Misas Mezidim, meaning the din that we would, if we would not know anything except Chayim Misas Mezidim, then that's the halacha that we would have had, that Ein Lanu Koyach Lo Inshe Shtayim, and we put in the Kedesh Osir. That's halacha number one. That's taka din and basin. That's not a ptur b'chlal. That's a din and basin. Basin can't be Manu Shtayim. And then, in addition, there's another halacha of Misu Mamon. That's Nischadish in the parsha of Tanur Vecheskio of Chayiv Misa Shoygim, that Misa actually patus from Mamon. I now that I have the halacha that Misa actually patus from Mamon, so what's the nafkamina in the Ein Lanu Koyach Shtayim? Like it's moot by Misu Mamon. Who cares that Ein Lanu Koyach Shtayim? He's potter anyway. Teretz says the nafkamina is for those kind of chiyuvei Mamon that he undertook on his own. Those kind of chiyuvim moment, there you don't have the ptur. You can't say misa patas or moment. It's not a chiyuv. Misa patas or moment means the Torah is not mechayiv misa moment. The mokum in the Torah was already mechayiv misa. The chiyuv, the Torah is, when the Torah is mechayiv misa, it's not mechayiv moment. That's relevant to chiyuvim moment the Torah is imposing. There the ptur is relevant. But what about chiyuvim moment that he undertakes on his own to pay for an eslan, to pay for an eslan zayin and so on? There you don't have the ptur. There is still relevant the other halacha, the Dein Lanu Koyach Lein Shishtayim. So Mela, both halachas are negel, have an afgamina. Where are you talking about Chiyuvei Torah, Chiyuvei Mazik, for example? So there I could right away imply, I have a ptur. Once I have a ptur, I don't have to go any further. Torah said, once you have Misa, you don't have a Chiyuv moment. We don't have to come on to Dein Lanu Koyach Lein Shishtayim. He really is not, he's really not Chayiv. He's not Chayiv Losh Shemayim, and he's not, and there's no Tvisa. He's Potter. Potter is Potter. That's the din of Chayiv Misa Shoykin. So the din of Chayiv Misa Shoygim tells me that he tells me a ptur. But it's still relevant, the other halacha of Ein Lanu Koyach Lein Shishtayim, for those cases where the ptur is not going to help, where he made himself Chayiv, just regular contractual obligations, like Esn Zoyna. There, the ptur of Misa Mamon you don't have, but the Ein Lanu Koyach Lein Shishtayim you do have. And that's the so you would see it. There we're talking about contractual obligations. Esn Zoyna, Chayisim Pipar, and so on. We're talking about contractual obligations. There, the Ptur is not the din that when the Torah was Mechayiv Misa, the Torah was not Mechayiv Mamon is irrelevant, because we're not talking about Chiyuvim that the Torah was Mechayiv, we're talking about Chiyuvim that he was Mechayiv himself. There, without about something else, the fact that we're going to kill him, does that we have the other cumulative rabbi, we have the other halacha of cumulative rabbi, that since we're going to kill him, we're not going to be going a moment. Says Rava, we're not going a moment, but he himself has the chiyuv. Kedei Rishosu doesn't take off the chiyuv. Kedei Rishosu just says that Ein Lanu Koyach Lein Shishtayim, but the chiyuv he has. And that's the Sugin Bometzia. I think there's another rebbe here. And that is, that because it comes out, the Lefi Rashi, This is already some of the Talmidim were Omer on yesterday, after Shir. That comes out with Rashi that in the din of Misa Moman, there's Taka two halachas. Chayvim Misa's Mezidim and Chayvim Misa's Shaykim. There's two worlds. The din of Chayvim Misa's Mezidim is a Ferish Osid Dik halacha. That's really the Ferish Rashi in Makas Dafi Gimel. That the din of Misa Moman is a Ferish Osid Dik Kadim. The Gemara Lama Zayin is a Tshichasa. If I only had Ferish Osid, I wouldn't know it, because I would make it. There's a Tshichasa. But after we're finished with the Tshichasa, Lamaisa, it's a Ferish Osid Dik Kadim. That Ein Lanu Koyach Lan Shishtayim. And then there's another halacha, which is Neschadish and Tanur Vechadi, the halacha of Chayim Mishas Shagigim, which is already a Din Ptur. So it's two different halachas. There's Din Chayim Mishas Mezidim, that's the Din of Beis Din, and then there's another halacha of Chayim Mishas Shagigim. The Chayim Mishas Shagigim is Mechadish and Din Ptur. Of course, every Mezid is also a Shagig. That's Avid. I don't have to. That's self evident. Every time a guy's chayv misa b'mezid, he also has been chayv misa shaygim. But it's fundamentally two different halachas. I think this sheds a lot of light on Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is mentioned already in the past that in Rav Nechunya ben Akone learns that kares from misa's basin. Kares shalik misa shalachem. That just like misa patas from mamon, kares also patas from mamon. Machlekes is where you learn out from osan or kares shalik misa shalachem by and rova. That's asugi, but. But Akoponim Rav Nechunya ben Akone has this notion that Chorus is like, there's a hekesh between Chorus and Mrs. Basin, just like Mrs. Basin patas from Mammon, Chorus patas from Mammon as well. Shita Satoysis, by us and Omid Beis, Toysis Asher Achal Trumo, and Toysim Sochim Chaptes, Shita Satoysis is that this dinner of Nechunya ben Akone is not only b'mezid, but b'shogig as well. The Chai, the Chorus Shogigim, also patas from Mammon, according to Rav Nechunya ben Akone. But we don't pass like Nechunya ben Akone anyway, but Lefir of Nechunya ben Akone, why not? There's a Hekesh. Kara Shali Ke Misa Shalachem. And Tanam Echeskir teaches that Misa is based in Patas even Meshoyu. So if Misa is based in Patas even Meshoyu, and Kara Shali Ke Misa Shalachem, so Kara is Patas Meshoyu as well. Tosis holds us for Dovah Pasha. Tosis Nomad Base takes it for granted. This is true. And Rashi Shita is not the way. Rashi Shita in Pesachim Chavtes, and later on in Daflam and Base. We'll be busy with it when we get to the Tosfos Zayin Shulchan Aruch, which is today or tomorrow. Yeah, Lamed Beis. Rashi Shita in Chavtes and in Lamed Beis is that Rav Nechunya ben Akone is only been based in Nach B'Shegi. Shai, what's the Havana? L'maisa Kara Shalik Misha Shalachem. We have a hekesh chorus to Misa, and Misa Pat is even Meshagi. So why does it divide up when it comes to chorus? Why does it divide up? So I think this at least takes us halfway to understanding the Rashi. According to Rashi, the din if you learn that it's one din that Misa Pat is from Mammon, and the Tanu Vecheskis is Mechavish, it's not only Bemezid, but it's even Meshagi. But it's basically one halacha, the Misa Pat is from Mammon, and Kara Shalik Misa Shalachem. So why should it change when it gets to chorus? But now we learn. Now we see in Rashi that it's not the way. It's two halachas. There's one halacha of lo yosin, and lo yosin says that's the din of chayiv misas mezidim. That's a k'derus shosu the kalach, and that's a din of based on the ein lo koyach lo nishtayim, and that's only b'mezid and not b'shagig. By definition, it's only b'mezid and not b'shagig because ein lo koyach lo nishtayim only makes sense by mezid, doesn't make sense by shagig. We're not trying to be manishim misa. So there's the k'derus shosu the kedin, the ein lo koyach lo nishtayim the kedin. That's chayiv misas mezidim. And then Tanu Mecheskis Mecharis, there's another halacha. That besides halacha, there's also halacha that Misa Patas from Mammon. And that, of course, depends on what kind of Mammon we're talking about. Mammon that he obligated himself doesn't apply to. It only applies to Mammon that the Chiyuvi Mazik, Chiyuvi Mammon that the Torah wants to impose. So that's a second halacha that we have by that Tanu Mecheskis in the Hekesh of Nakab Hema, Makodim. And Tanu Mecheskis draws in this Chadish another halacha of Chayv and Misa Shagim. Now we have a Hekesh, Karashali Kemisa Shalachem. To which one? In Misha Shalachem, there's two dinim. There's the din of Chayv and Misha's Mezidim, there's the din of Chayv and Misha's Shogim. So Rashi holds, you have to know how we know this, but Rashi holds the Hekesh of Kares to Misa. Kares Shalik and Misha Shalachem was only said in the K'der Shosi Dika Halacha, but was never said in the Ptur Dika Halacha. No, it's Kares has the K'der Shosi Dika Din. The Chayv and Misha's Mezidim Dika Din. But the Chayv and Misha's Shogim Dika Din you don't have by Kares. That's all I'm saying is, Lefi Rashi, it's two dinim, it's much easier. Rashi Shita, I mean, it's clear, I think it's very clear. This is Rashi Shita, Lefi Rashi, the Nechayvim Mises based in itself is two halachas. There's one halacha of Chayvim Mises Mezidim, and there's a second halacha of Chayvim Mises Shogim, and they're two different halachas, and there's Nafkaminas in each. So now we have a new din of a new halacha that Koya Shalika Mises Shalachem. Which din of Mises Shalachem? Both, only one. So Rashi holds. From the sugi over there, Pesachim, Rashi holds that Rav Nachuni ben Akana, the din of Karshli Kamisha Zalchem is the din of Chayim Misa's Mezidim, like there is also the din. But in the din that Misa Patis for a moment, that Rav Nachuni ben Akana is not Makish. He says, totally not Bayan Rova. Yeah, Mashal Takin wants to say that Rashi is only true according to Abaye, and it's not true according to Rova, because according to Abaye, we learn that from Osin Osin. No, I don't know if it's fakir. What do you mean? You know, Loya Austin is not, he can't be teaching the Torah. Loya Austin is teaching the, Loya Austin is the Mizidim Dekadalach. Loya Austin by itself is high Mizidim Mizidim Dekadalach. Then Torah Bechesk Mizidim Dekadalach. But Loya Austin is the high Mizidim Mizidim Dekadalach. And now we have a Hekish Dekaris. I don't still live with the Mashal. I don't know, I mean, whatever, I don't get into the Mashal. Mashal is saying it for reasons of, just for reasons of the Drosh. Mashal is Shrek, because the Mashal said that's not for me to buy a Nova, as we mentioned. Also, it's one that clearly hurt. So it comes out, at the end of the day, so it comes out like this, that by Chorus, we only have the Mezidim de Galach. And that's in Rashi, that's Rashi Shita. That by Chorus, according to the Chuni Ben Akona, Chorus, the Kamishas Lachem, it's only Karis B'mezid, not Karis B'shogig. That's not my shtickle term, that's Rashi. Rashi holds Karis only Patis. Karis Patis for a moment, only Chayvi Karis Mezidim, not Chayvi Karis Shogigim. If we're going to translate that into the terms that we've been developing, that means that by Karis you only have the base in the Kalocha, you don't have the Ptur de Kalocha. Because that's what we're saying. By definition, Chayv Mishas Mezidim, that's the halacha of the Ein Lono Koyach Lo Ein Shishtayim. Chayv Mishas Shogigim, that's already the halacha of Ptur. And Koris doesn't have the halacha of Chayv Mishas Shogigim, it only has the halacha of Chayv Mishas Mezidim. So that means that by Koris, you only have the based in the halacha, you don't have the Ptur de halacha. But that's fine, just want to point out one Ha'ara. Ha'ara, what sense does it make to say that by Koris, you have the based in the halacha, when Koris is not muscle the based in? Isn't that the Gemara in Machas Gimel? Barisham Surah the base in the Kosta Medabek. There is also by base in the Kedim. How can Chorus be a base in the Galach? Like this, you say it's a Ptur in Chanami. Chorus is a Ptur. But now I say no. Torah Ashi also Chorus is only Mezidim not Shogigim. And the way we're learning now, that means that it only has the base in the Kalocha and not the Ptur de Kalocha. How by Chorus could you have a base in the Kalocha when Chorus itself is not Mosul based in? I don't think it's Shabbat. I was thinking about it. I don't think that's really Shabbat. I'll ask you a different question. By Roidif is also not Mosul of Basin. Rashi Lechatchila thought when Rashi has the Kashi by Roidif. I'm sorry, this is Shabbat. Rashi, when he has the Kashi by Roidif, Rashi Lechatchila thought, well, you know, it's Chayim Mises Mezidim. Then he answered, no, there's no Chayim Mises Shogini. But Lechatchila Rashi was looking at it from the perspective of Chayim Mises Mezidim. It's also not a Risham Mosul of Basin, Roidif. Right, except that's part of Rashi's answer. That's really not so compelling. But so maybe we'll stick to Chorus. But anyway, the thing that I want to say is that I don't think it's really Shreya. When we say it's a basin de Galocha, we don't have to take that literally, that it has to be mamma something that basin is imposing. It's a din that ein lanu koyach lo ein shishtayim. He's not potter. He is not potter. Lots of shemayim is chayiv, tefisa helps. It just means that b'mokim, that there's a chi of Chorus being imposed on him, we don't have basin, it will not be, it doesn't have a koyach to be goyim mamma. It doesn't have to be that basin's doing both. Basin's doing Mises, so Basin can't do Momin. It means B'mokim that Yeshiva Shalmalin, Basin Shalmalin, they're imposing on a Mechi of Karis, so Basin Shalmata doesn't have a Koyach to be Manish Mechi of Momin. Basin is Chayach. It doesn't have to be. The Gemara in Mak is talking about the Drosha without Rav Nachuni Ben Akana. The Gemara wants to know, forget Rav Nachuni Ben Akana, why don't we learn that on our own? It says Kedei Rishosli, why don't we figure out on our own that includes Karis as well? It's also a Rishon. The Gemara said, no, the grammar of the Drosha, I mentioned this the other day, the grammar of the Drosha, Kedei Rishosli is Rishon Masurul Basin. But Rav Nachman ben Akana has a pasuk that kashli kamisa shalachem, so he expands it beyond Risham Asur Lebeistin. So you can't ask, yeah, but it's not a din in, you know, curse is not a din in, is not a din in, it doesn't make any sense. We're talking about dinim and beistin, it's by definition din and beistin. Here it's called, the answer is, it doesn't have to be a din, it's a din in lanu, in lanu kayach lanu shishtayim, it does not necessarily have to be a din in, have to be a din in beistin. It's not like Lysanka forgot it, but it's very, I think it's Meduik and Lashon Rashi. Rashi, I pointed out at the time, but we just ran past it. Rashi in B'Metzia, when he says, Ein l'nekoyach l'ein sh'shayim, so he says it by Misum Mamon, he says it by Malkus Mamon. But there's a Shini Lashon. By Misum Mamon, Rashi Lashon is Ein l'nekoyach l'ein sh'shayim. When it comes to Malkus Mamon, Rashi Lashon is that Basin is l'nekoyach l'ein sh'shayim. Even though it's basically the same halacha, I mean, the whole point of Rashi that it's basically the same halacha, it's all estana, it's still chayv l'shishmayim, it's still zechiyim, there's ein lanu koyach l'ein shishtayim. But nonetheless, there's a shinui kal in the Rashi Lashon when he talks miso moment, it says ein lanu koyach. When he talks about malchus moment, it says ein, that basin doesn't have koyach. I think it's very meduyik. Because when we talk about malchus moment, so malchus moment, that taka, that's the din of teresh, that's learned from teresh shosei, that taka, the Gemara says in Malchus, that is only talking about Risham Asur l'beisin. Those there were taka limited, that malchus moment is basin. Based on the, that's how it's limited to based on, because it's Risha, the Pasuk of Kedei Rishasa is Risha Masur based on the Kosim Adabir. That's true. The Pasuk of Kedei Rishasa is not talking about Chorus. Because if the Pasuk of Kedei Rishasa could include things that are not in based on, then it would include Chorus and Mammon also, and we all that it doesn't. But Mechulim and Akhara is a special Pasuk. Without a special Pasuk, Kedei Rishasa means based on. So when Rashi's talking about Malchus and Mammon, it's only learned that from Kedei Rishasa, so he uses the shyness of based on this Nevek Hayachal and Shishtai. But when he's talking about Misu Mammon, which is really learned out from Loya Osoim, and according to him, Nechunya ben Akana even includes Chorus, so Rashi doesn't want to use a lesson that Basin doesn't have a Koyach Lain Shishtayim. It's not necessarily Basin. According to him, Nechunya ben Akana, it's even Chorus Mammon. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be Basin. It's Ein Lonu Koyach Lain Shishtayim. We, collectively, we means Yeshiva Shalmalu, Yeshiva Shalmata, all of the Chiyuvim that we're imposing on, Ein Lonu Koyach Lain Shishtayim. We can't be managed in Chorus. But mokum that we're being manish in chorus, we collectively, we cannot be manish in mamon as well. He has a chiyuv, but we, as based in, as people from the outside, forces from the outside, we being that we are being manish in chorus, we cannot be manish in mamon.
Yeah. What do you say? Like this, you don't have to come onto the rivet anymore. So you could say that mis is not a ptur be'etzim, but it does diminish the kayach of a based in to administer the second penalty. So it doesn't remove a chiyuv mamon, it just limits the strength and basin's ability.
Well, to I need to derive it because otherwise I've been chayv mishishayim.
That just proves that it's
well, why by esen asatara don't have the patur of chayv mishishayim? That's why I need to derive it.
No, the chiyuv mamon exists in both cases.
Both cases meaning
ben esen asatara and above machteres. And then the Gemara Sanhedrin, the reason why I have to peel the chayv mishishayim again is to prove that Misa isn't poter be'etzim, but that it diminishes Basin's power to give the einish of Mamon. There is still a chiyuv Mamon that remains, even in Vav Machteres too.
But now he's not chayav Misa. So you still have the name Emor Okoyach since he was chayav Misa before.
That's the chiddush.
I don't know what that means. Why is that called Eimlanu Koyach? Right now he's a Shoyge, he's not Chayim Misa. He's not Chayim Misa, not in Odom, not in Shemayim, not in anywhere. Okay, this is not good. Yeah.
How are you able to get Malchus Rikari?
How what? Oh, because everything, no, because everything has, how can you give Malchus and Chorus? Because Kedei Rishos is only Risham Surah Lepeshtin. And Misa Mammon is only, we don't hold like Nechunyim and Akana. Oh, you have that plus Kasha. Why don't you have, according to him, Nechunyim and Akana? Again, it's not a general rule that Eimlanu Koyach L'Ein Shishtayim, it has Gdorim. Like, which Shishtayim are we talking about? So if you're talking about, Risham Asur Lebeistin, so that doesn't include cars. Kedei Rishos tells me Risham Asur Lebeistin. Then we have the din a misu moment that's only misses based on that karas. Point of the chunyu ben akonah that ain't on a koyach leinshishtayim extends even to karas a moment. So then geish lodun, what about me? What about karas and malchus? That's the havlozish. What about karas and malchus? That was Aflos Kasha. Why don't you say that Karas, according to Rava, that Karas should be Kamisa Shalachem, so Karas should part from Malchus also? The same way that Misa Patas. I mentioned before that I think that we're going to be back to that flow scatter. Alright, it's too oh, if we're here already. That flow is the kasha, the chaz nafamidah, the mercy might eat them in Rav al-Abai. That flow is, it's a big nafamidah in Rav al-Abai. According to Rav al-Abai, the limits from Loya also, and it only should apply to Misu Mam. That's when that Loya also, not to Misu Mamas. But according to Abai, there's a general rule that it's, according to Rav, rather, that's a general rule, the Kar Shlikim Misa Shalachem, so it should apply even to Misa Malkus, which is one of the halakhas of Kedei Shasa. So the Afla answered that the Kedei Shasa and Dika Halachas, those are, by definition, based in Dika Halachas. It doesn't make sense to apply them to Kars. That's how we began the whole discussion. But now I'm not so sure that that's true anymore. And now we're saying that Ein Lanu Koyach, it's not necessarily so. It could be, even by Kars, there could be a notion of Ein Lanu Koyach Lenshishtayim. So you want to learn after Kedei Shasi alone without any additional psukim. So in the grammar of the drosh, it's talking about Risham Masur Lebeistim. But what you want to learn out now from the Chunyu Ben Akana, if you have extra psukim to work with, you could expand it to Ein Lanu Koyach Lenshishtayim. So in the Hadu Kushul Duchta, so according to Rav, we should be Marbi, even Misu Malkus. Oh, so yes, obviously maybe Nechani, maybe we can answer the kasha the other way. That even Abai would agree to that, because even according to Abai that we learn that from Lo Yosan, but maybe it's Megala that Ein Lanu Koyach Lenshishtayim extends to Malkus. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of ways to dray over here. I mean, the haflo is just an entree, and I don't know. It doesn't kill, you know. So we want to back there for the haflo's kasha. Okay, fine. So let's just sum up the sacha. We had a lot of little loose, we've been tying some loose threads. But just the general kibun advarim is not so complicated, and that's basically hamura mikolanal, is that we have that according to Rashi. Again, if we look through the Rashi's, we saw in Rashi's two different definitions of the turkula of misumam, and the one that we have the Rashi's in Seyed and Ezekiel, Rashi in Vamitzi, Rashi in. Well, it's also in a secret. But Rashi and Bamatsi and Rashi and Makis, all those Rashi's about Ein Lanu Koyach Lenshishtayim, that he says Misu Moment is in a Beistin, but really still Chayis, really there's still Tfisa, really there's still Achiv, it's still Ramach Yuvalei, and that's Rashi explains us Esther and Osotera by Filabalima, that it's only a Din of Beistin, but the basic Chiv is still there. Adkin Akachlin, it's even a Din of Odom, and it helps Tfisa. On the other hand, we have the Rashi and by Reudith, by Bamach Teres, where Rashi starts off also with that kind of Hanocha, that's a Din of Beistin. And that's how Rashi doesn't understand by Roidif. So now, based on not trying to kill him, he's no longer a Roidif. So why is he part from paying for the chavis? But Rashi answers over there that there's a new that after the din of chayim misa shaking him, it's nischadish that there's a ptur. That misa moment is not merely a din of basin, but it's a ptur, and that's the din. So that was the steer with which we began. So it comes out now there's a ptur. So if there's a ptur, so now it's a ptur. It's not a din of basin. So what's with that sinasa tarav vil balimai? That was a steer. So basically, we're saying the shnei emes. Both things are true. There's one din that misul moment, the din of kibun rabbanei, tak has two alochas. It includes one alocha of chayv misus mezidim. That's the pashut alocha of lo yosan, which is really a kedei shosay kind of alocha that ain't lino koyach loin sheshtayim. And that's all those Rashi's that puts together misul moment is like malchus moment that ain't lino koyach loin sheshtayim. That's true because the pashut of lo yosan, as far as it goes. Before you get to Tanu Lecheskia, the pasuk itself below your osan is talking about Chayim Mezidim, and it's a din de'en l'chayach l'ein sheishtayim, and it's fundamentally no different than the Malkus Amaman, which is certainly only been mezid, and it's a din de'en l'chayach l'ein sheishtayim. That's one halacha. But then, after you have Tanu Lecheskia, So it's nischadish a second halacha in kimelid ramine in misu mamon that misa patis from mamon. That misa patis from mamon. But that second halacha, the misa patis from mamon, does not render the first halacha moot. The first halacha is still in play and it's relevant to certain cases. Because there are cases where the din that misa patis from mamon will not apply, but the din that ein lanu koyach len shishtayim will apply. Namely, chiyuvei mamon that we're not imposing on it, but he imposed on himself. So the din that misa patis from mamon won't apply. But the din that based on doesn't have a koyach to be managed time, that will still apply. And that's exactly pshat in Gemara of Esther Nosso Torah Filu Bolimai. There we're talking about a kai mechiyuv mamon that he's imposing on himself. So the din that misa patis from mamon is not relevant. But we still have the other halacha that ein lanu koyach len shishtayim. So that's so we still need the din that ein lanu koyach. So even after we have the din of ptur, but that's limited to cases of where the Torah is being imposing a chiyuv mamon. We still need this other halacha that ein lanu koyach len shishtayim. And conversely, even though we have the halacha that ein lanu koyach len shishtayim, we still need the halacha of ptur. First of all, it's neged to shagigim itself, and it's also neged to los shemayim and vetrisa. The din of ein lanu koyach len shishtayim only means based in can't collect, but he himself is still chayiv. And it's chayiv losh shemayim, and it helps tfiso. But the mokim where there's a ptur, then he's taka potter. Then he won't be chayiv losh shemayim, and then taka tfiso won't help. That would explain Rava why he didn't want to take the money by the Bama Machteris, because he said, "What do you mean? It's kimelid rabbinate. But why couldn't he take it by Teres tfiso?" The Teres is kasher. The Teres is because there we're talking about chiyuv mazik, chiyuv the Torah imposes. There you have the din ptur, not only the din based in lanu koyach len shishtayim. So there was taka potter. Potter is potter. That was the basic word. And then the icing on the cake is that it comes out that according to Rashi in the Misu Mamon, there's taka two halachas. One halacha of Chayim Misus Mezidim and another halacha of Chayim Misus Shoigim, and they're fundamentally two different and independent halachas. So it's very geshmak that Rashi Lashitosi holds that in Rav Nechuni Ben Akone, who says Kor Shalika Misus Shalachem, that Kor is also patas for a moment, and yet Rashi Shit is that it's Mishalik. Only Kor is Mezidim, only Chayim Kor is Mezidim, and not Chayim Kor is Shoigim. What's the difference? Why is it Cholot? In Chayim Misus we're not Mechalik. Why should we chalak by chayim koris? Teres says because misu mamon it's by chayim misus based and it's also really two halachas. The din of chayim misus mezidim and it's a separate halacha of tonu vecheskiya of chayim misus shoygim. And the rechuni and akonis hekish is for the basic din of lo yosu of chayim misus mezidim, but it's not for the tonu vecheskiya dikat din of chayim misus shoygim. Okay, fine. I was thinking maybe to start Teres as Ashachol Truma. I see it's already late and I'm not sure if they'll leave it. So tomorrow, Mr. Shemar, I talk about the Taisus of Zashachal Truma. You should go to the Taisus, and you should also see the Bisakov on that Taisus.